So as we disentangle our habits of speech and thought, we might more and more uncover the roots of our tangled and twisted sometimes thoughts and emotions, and get down to what is original, what is primary, what is fundamental. And in this way, we start to disclose the underlying semantics of the universe, which is to say, the names of God. The names of God communicate qualities of being. So you could imagine a simple pure light that shines through a prism, and thereby the different frequencies of light are differentiated and you end up with a spectrum of hues. And then the varying hues reflect from mirrors, in a labyrinth of mirrors, a palace of mirrors, mirrors of all shapes and sizes, concave and convex, so that one original light, distinguished in its frequencies, now mirrored recursively, produces the appearance of all manner of shapes and forms. It's really all one light, but amidst the phantasmagoria of that maze, one imagines not one, but many. And some of the forms may be terrifying, others are alluring. It's all the play of lights. So you see that all forms, what one thought was a form, one thought something was a thing, nothing is really a thing in any autonomous, monolithic sense. Everything is a combination of qualities. But the qualities in this thing are also to be found in that thing, but in that thing there are other qualities as well mixed in. So what differentiates subjectively one thing from another is the proportion of qualities. But when you come to know the qualities, you recognize them in their appearance and disappearance in all manner of manifestations. In this way, one is starting to apprehend the inner architecture of the universe, and thereby one is made informed of the very primal currents of creation. The currents of creation which were latent in eternity and now manifest. And so we see then more and more life as the unfolding account of great themes. And the more that we can identify those themes on the horizons and in ourselves, we'll find ourselves less reactive and confused, and more capable of creativity and self-determination, freedom. We can choose what we channel in our personality and purify each quality of its distortions, its static. The qualities tend in manifestation to be narrowed down, dulled, tangled. And our work here on earth is to disentangle them. One first of all has to loosen up the knots, disentangle the threads, and then we reweave them in a form of beauty. And what are the threads, the qualities of the divine nature? First of all, there is the great bifurcation of Jalal and Jamal. A whole family of qualities that derive from Jamal, which is gentleness, exquisiteness, refinement, grace, and all that follows from this subtle beauty. But then another branch of the divine manifestation heralds magnificence, wrath, awe, majesty, power. And so actually there are two definitions of beauty. There's husn and jamal. So jamal is that beauty which we identify as contrary to majesty and wrath. It's the fine, beautiful, comfortable beauty. It's the contrary to the rigor of majestic, all-crushing splendor. It's that diaphanous and enveloping gentleness. That's one definition of beauty. But there's another definition of beauty, which is husn, and that encompasses both branches of this bifurcation. So there's a beauty in Jalal, this husn in Jalal. There's a beauty in that majesty, even in the midst of its havoc. Would we want to live in a world that was all just soft to the touch and soothing and nice? Sometimes one can have a little bit of too much of niceness. And one wants to run outdoors and run into the tempest upon the peaks when the lightning is streaking down. So both of these are providential. The beauty and the power, and in fact, both of them unite in a great beauty, in a paradoxical, mysterious beauty that encompasses everything. Now just imagine that all of this beauty had no witness. It was all hidden away. What a shame. It's almost as if it doesn't exist. It does exist, but since it isn't perceived, it's as if it didn't exist. So the perceiving of it is crucial. Hence creation. Hence, why are we here? This. To be part of the beholding and and enacting of what might be, to personify and witness the divine qualities. Now you might say, then I should do that. I should leave aside my discomfort about the behavior in such and such a person. I should forget all about this tug I feel in my heart. Let me just put all of that aside and be a vessel of the divine qualities. Well, the divine quality, the unfoldment of the divine qualities occurs within the circumstances of one's life. That's the theater of the revelation of the divine qualities. It's not something super added later on. This is it. This is the stage. And every incident, every moment is the occasion. Well, why can't we just see it all at once? If we're here to be a witness, can't I just drink it all in one gulp? Yes, but one would be very drunk and so dizzy as to be unable to stand. So one has to inure oneself to the intoxication. So just imagine you could know, right now you can know your own thoughts. Imagine if you could know, observe another's thoughts from within just as you observe your own. That's a whole other mind to take on. Now imagine a third. Now imagine a fourth. Not only a human mind, a crow's mind. A salamander's mind, now a tree's mind, and now all of these minds are interpenetrating, speaking, and all of this is present in your thought, and more minds and hearts across the world, across the galaxy. How long will one's heart hold before bursting? So the heart is a vessel that needs to grow. If you stretch it too fast, it'll snap. You have to grow it gradually. And that's the work of the path. We are made to forget. We're encapsulated. We are confined for our own safety. To see too much too soon is insanity. So there is a mercy in the veils, but there's also a mercy in the lifting of the veils. And it's the divine qualities, when we recognize them, when we witness them on the horizons and in ourselves, that open up the vista of the divine face. Anywhere you turn, wheresoever you turn, there is God's face. What are the divine qualities? The contours, the lineaments of that face. If one is in love, one is looking for the presence of the beloved, looking, studying every gesture, every trace, every word. But if one is heedless to love, one just bumbles into situations, trying to get something out of it, quickly get some little advantage and move on. That's the normal egoic routine. But if one is a lover, one is always looking out. The old Arabian poets use the metaphor of going along in the desert and always looking for the tracks of the beloved who has gone before, or even traces of an encampment, pieces of charcoal, little leavings from that encampment, to pick them up, hold them, sense the beloved has been here. Here's a trace. The way is that way. That's how we come to know the qualities. Ah, yes, that quality is glimmering here. I see it shining out. It's not the whole of it, but it's flashing. It's showing itself. It's showing the way. There's compassion. There's justice. There's peace. There's subtlety. There's vastness. And this is why we invoke the names in prayer. If we just say them without thinking them, without feeling them, the effect is little. But if one is evoking in one's mind the quality, that quality comes to vibrate in the mind and it leaves its mark. In other words, suppose you want to, if you're a painter, and you want to paint a portrait of someone. Now suppose you want to paint a portrait of someone who is angry. How do you do that? Can you just sit down and paint a portrait of someone who's angry? No, you have to become, you have to make yourself angry. You have to scrunch up your face and think, you know, what does it look like to be really mad? And then channel that through your art. Or you want, let's say preferably, you want to paint someone who's joyous. Well, you really have to evoke that in yourself in order to convey it on the canvas. So that's how prayer works. You want to evoke the divine mercy. You want to say the perfection of love. You want to say most merciful and compassionate. Well, you could just say those words. But if you really want to mean it, you've got to feel it. And to feel it, you have to arouse what you know of mercy and compassion, which is the whole harvest of your experience of those qualities on the horizon and in yourself. You have to evoke it, realize it, attend to it, be present to it. Then you're praying. Then you're engaging those qualities. And those qualities reveal their own horizons and further vistas. So let's do this. We can take up the prayer that has been given by Murshid called Som, and pause after each word or phrase and evoke the quality of being, the divine name that it bespeaks. So we'll say each verse in turn in English, and following the verse, I'll offer forth the Arabic divine name that articulates that quality, and then we'll repeat that just 10 times. Praise be to thee. Ya Hamid, 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 Most Supreme God, Ya Azim, 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 Ya Azim. Omnipotent, Ya Qadir, 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 Ya Qadir. Omnipresent, Ya Raqib, 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 All pervading, Ya Vasi, 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 Ya Vasi. The only being, Ya Wahid, 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 Ya Wahid. Take us in thy parental arms, Ya Rafi, 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 Ya Rafi. Raise us from the denseness of the earth. Ya Latif, 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 Ya Latif. Thy beauty do we worship, Ya Jamil,
Yajamil, 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 Yajamil. To thee do we give willing surrender. Ya Qahar, 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 Ya Qahar. Most merciful, Ya Rahman, 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 Ya Rahman. And compassionate God, Ya Rahim, 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 Ya Rahim. The idealized Lord of the whole humanity, Ya Rab, 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 Ya Rab. Thee only do we worship, Ya Ma'bud, 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 Ya Ma'bud. And toward thee alone do we aspire. Ya Maqsood, 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 Ya Maqsood. Open our hearts toward thy beauty. Ya Fatah, 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 Ya Fatah. Illuminate our souls with divine light.
Ya Noor, 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 Ya Noor. O thou the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. Ya Wadood, 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 Ya Wadood. All powerful Creator, Ya Khaliq, 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 Ya Khaliq. Sustainer, Ya Hafiz, 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 Ya Hafiz. Judge, Ya Hakam, 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 Ya Hakam. And forgiver of our shortcomings, Ya Ghaffar, 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 Ya Ghaffar. Lord God of the East and of the West, of the worlds above and below, and of the seen and unseen beings. Ya Malik al-Mulk, 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 Ya Malik al-Mulk. Pour upon us thy love and thy light. Ya Wahab, 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 Ya Wahab. Give sustenance to our bodies, hearts, and souls. Ya Razak, 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 Ya Razak. Use us for the purpose that thy wisdom chooseth. Ya Jabbar, 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 Ya Jabbar. And guide us on the path of thine own goodness. Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi. Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi, Ya Hadi. Draw us closer to thee every moment of our life. Ya Jami, 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 Ya Jami. Until in us be reflected thy grace. Ya Halim, 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 Ya Halim. Ya Halim, Ya Halim. Thy glory. Ya Majid, Ya Majid, Ya Majid, Ya Majid. Ya Majid, Ya Majid, Ya Majid, Ya Majid, Ya Majid, Ya Majid. Thy wisdom, Ya Hakim, 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 Ya Hakim. Thy joy, Ya Wajid, 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 Ya Wajid. And thy peace, Ya Salam, 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 Ya Salam. Praise be to Thee, most Supreme God, Omnipotent, Omnipresent, All-Pervading, the Only Being. Take us in Thy parental arms. Raise us from the denseness of the earth. Thy beauty do we worship. To Thee do we give willing surrender. Most merciful and compassionate God, the idealized Lord of the whole humanity, Thee only do we worship, and toward Thee alone do we aspire. Open our hearts toward Thy beauty. Illuminate our souls with divine light. O Thou, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, all-powerful Creator, Sustainer, Judge, and Forgiver of our shortcomings, Lord God of the East and of the West, the worlds above and below, and of the seen and unseen beings. Pour upon us Thy love and Thy light. Give sustenance to our bodies, hearts, and souls. Use us for the purpose that Thy wisdom chooseth, and guide us on the path of Thine own goodness. Draw us closer to Thee every moment of our life, until in us be reflected Thy grace, Thy glory, Thy wisdom, Thy joy, and Thy peace. sweet dreams.